Rachel Waltz, the Orange County Homeless Programs Coordinator, said the increase in the number of people living sheltered and unsheltered in Orange County was alarming. She said in January, the number was 176, a 40% increase from the previous year.
We expect that these numbers will continue to rise, as homelessness is typically seen as a lagging indicator during economic downturns because folks will do anything and everything they can to stay in their house.
While the COVID-19 pandemic did impact the number of those in the homeless system, it's not the only cause. Waltz said people in Orange County have difficulty accessing shelter due to a variety of factors.
There is no same-night shelter in Orange County. They have to operate off of a transitional housing model. Additionally, we know that there is not enough rapid rehousing, which is an evidence-based program that pairs financial assistance with short-term case management for folks who are experiencing homelessness.
Another gap in reducing the number of people who are housing insecure, according to Waltz, is not having enough permanent supportive housing. This is housing targeted toward folks experiencing chronic homelessness, people who have been homeless more than a year or four times over the past 3 years. She said chronic homelessness also increased this past year.
So we're having more folks entering the homeless system. When they do enter the homeless system, they are remaining homeless for much longer.
Corey Root, the director of Orange County Housing and Community Development, said these gaps in the homeless system have been around for a while.
COVID really just exacerbated them, and really exacerbated them for the most vulnerable folks of the most vulnerable, right? And so that's what we're really seeing, and that's what's really alarming and what we're really incredibly concerned about.
Root said the number of housing insecure people will not go down until barriers to accessible housing are knocked down.
We need to have more short-term programs and rental assistance. We also just need units for folks to move into.
According to Root, there are more than 160 Orange County households connected to service providers looking for permanent housing. While many are ready to pay, Root said there just isn't enough units available. To learn more about Orange County housing, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Eva Pukach.